Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 6 of the Generic Gaming Podcast.mp3, the podcast where we talk about a new game every week. My name is Logan Myrie, and as always, I'm joined by my esteemed co-host and sound engineer, who was literally an hour and a half late to record this show, Eric Krause.
What's up? Eric, first thing I'm going to say is I'm really well-rested today.
So basically, what do you have to say for yourself? I was just chilling here. I was like, where is Eric? I even messaged you. I was like, oh, Eric, are you ready for some quality potting today? And that was me being passive aggressive. Like, Eric, are you going to show up to record the podcast today?
So I don't get a lot of sleep usually. I get about 4 to 5 hours of sleep on average. Very unhealthy considering how much I exercise and just how early I get up sometimes. And so when my alarm doesn't go off, I will just sleep the entire day. And this is what happened.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm glad you're well rested. I care for your health.
Yeah.
But also,
caught up on that sleep debt.
I care for my fucking free time, all right?
Oh, okay. You weren't doing anything anyway.
No, yeah, you're right. I was just chilling here and reading or whatever, listening to music.
Yeah, it
was
I gave you more time. I gave you free time.
Yeah, I'm well prepped for the show as well.
Yeah, exactly. See, look at how much time I gave you for prep.
Yeah, although I did prep slightly different than what we had planned, so that was then we'll see how it goes. Anyways, today we don't have a traditional guest. Bryce is here. He was...
What's up?
But he's just kind of on the mic. He's playing some Hearthstone. He's in the office.
Yeah, he just did well leave.
Yeah, he just didn't want to leave. So basically, he might interject. He might not. We'll see how that goes. Today, we have some very important stuff to talk about. But first, it's time for the most vital, the most entertaining, the most important part of the show, the Hot Take Corner. Eric, you have come with a hot take
today. I have
a
hot take, and it's very odd theme with our episode.
What's your hot take?
That hype in the video game industry is just too overrated. And we need to stop with this secrecy bullshit. We should just know what people are working on, because then people will stop being big babies, and then we'll just be, hey, they're working on this stuff, and we can look forward to it. We don't need all this huge press conference bullshit where people come out and announce games. We just know they're working on it. Cool!
I want to explore this a little bit, because I love hype.
Yeah.
But I also agree that I think that it leads to some expectations that end up, like, as part of the problem. And so I want to unpack this a little bit. You said some stuff about press conferences. Does that mean you want to, like, do away with E3?
No, press conferences can still happen, and you could still have hype that exists. Because, I mean, how many press conferences have we had where Kojima Productions comes out and shows something?
Yeah, okay.
But we know it's in the works, and, like, where you can still get excited about the game, because you could see still new stuff about the game. But the fact that there's so much secrecy around video games is it creates these, like, unrealistic expectations that happen, and people end up just thinking that video games are just made in a vacuum, not by real people. And then you just get angry at people when they don't give you what you want, and that's just... that's just annoying and toxic, and we just need to evolve past it.
I agree. I'd like to see something more in lines of, like, what the movie industry does, because I know we know about things in the movie industry before they're even really in production.
Yeah, how many freaking DC movies have we heard about that are just not happening? We get the whole slate of Marvel movies out through, like, 2024 or whatever.
Yeah, and those movies still do great. The hype for them is very high, at least in my eyes.
Yeah.
And so I still don't quite understand this need for, like, super secrecy, because, you know, stuff in the video game industry gets changed, it gets canceled, you know, things start early, they whatever. But I just don't see any problem with people being like, listen, we're working on this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just fucking wait. Yeah. So, like, the big problem was that, you know, we'll get into it later, but the whole Diablo 4 thing. Everyone fucking knows that Blizzard's working on Diablo 4.
Yeah, but because they haven't announced it, people lose their shit when they announce a mobile game.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Anyways, we'll get there later. I totally agree, so I guess this is more of a lukewarm take.
Yeah, it's a lukewarm. I just wanted to get it out there.
Yeah, I agree. People need to stop being fucking babies, and the video game industry needs to, like, open up a little bit, and we need to talk about stuff more.
Yeah.
But I think we're getting there. So, Eric, what game have you brought to the table today?
Diablo 3.
Diablo 3. I want you to describe Diablo 3 in 6 words to me.
Grind, 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 kill, kill, kill.
Okay, so it's 2 words. Well, that's fine.
It's 6 words, but it's 2 words repeated to equal 6 words.
Yeah, okay, well, your point is that is the game.
That is the entirety of the game, is you literally, you grind for loot, and you kill shit, and then that equals grinding, then that it gets you loot. It's okay. Basically a cycle. That's all it is. And it's really fun for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, see, this is weird, because just looking at, like, video, I've never played Diablo 3. I own Diablo 3, fun fact. I was going to play it for the show, but I've been doing Red Dead stuff.
Yeah.
Going hard for my review that'll be out soon.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have a review for Spider-Man up.
I forgot, Eric. What the fuck, man? Anyways, so I had a prep for the show. You normally I do my little spiel about the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one for you, Diablo 3.
Okay.
There was some wrench thrown in. So just tell me about Diablo 3.
Okay, it's made by Blizzard Entertainment. It's the third entry in the series. A lot of people don't like it that much.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people like 2 and 1 way better. Just because Diablo 3 introduced different things and mechanics that people don't like. It's usually called the more casual Diablo out of all of them, just because you don't have to do as much.
Hmm.
And it's my favorite entry of the series, just because the barrier to entry is a lot smaller. And I put the most hours into it, and it was on PlayStation.
How many hours? So wait, did you play Diablo 1 and 2, or did you like jump?
Yeah, I played them briefly. I had not nearly the amount of time I put into Diablo 3.
So what is your hour count in Diablo 3?
Easily over 600 hours.
Damn.
And that's entirely because I've been working to get the Platinum Trophy for like the last 3 years.
Oh, shit. Where is it, like a hard plat?
Yeah. So for the Platinum Trophy, there's a bunch of easy Platinum or easy trophies to get. But like 3 of the trophies are just annoying. And they're annoying for a specific reason that I've done upon myself. The most annoying one is you have to get 500 bounties completed.
That doesn't sound that hard.
Yeah, it's fucking takes forever, though, because bounties, you have to go through an entire, like, area to complete.
Oh, okay.
And you can only do, like, 5 at a time in each map, and so it takes a fucking long time. 500, big number.
Okay,
it seems a lot smaller when you say it.
Yeah.
Big-ass number to fucking do it. It takes, like, because you could probably get 5 bounties done in an hour. So, multiply that, do math, you figure out how fucking long it takes.
I have this game on PS4. We should play.
We should play. And then the other trophy that's annoying, all entirely on my own doing is why it's annoying, is you have to get all 7 characters to, or you have to get 7 characters to level 70.
Okay.
And this is entirely annoying because I started this game playing a hardcore character. When you play a hardcore character and beat the story on a hardcore character, you can play other hardcore characters in adventure mode, but you can't play non-hardcore characters in adventure mode.
Oh, weird. That's a weird
thing.
And
what hardcore is if your character dies, it's permadeath.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And so, either I have to level up a new character and go through the entire story again and get him to level 70 before I can level up other characters, or I just have to level up all hardcore characters, which is what I've been doing because I refuse to go through and level up the other characters. So, I currently have 3 characters at level 70 on hardcore. My main, a demon hunter named Beyonce. And then I have a crusader. I can't remember his name. And I believe I have a monk that's also level 70.
Okay, so there are classes in this game. Can you kind of run me through the 7, explain them briefly?
Yeah, so the different classes kind of focus on different things with their abilities. So demon hunters are very quick and agile, and they have a lot of range attacks because they're usually based off the crossbow, and you use like some different tools. And then there's the crusader, very close range. You have a shield and a sword. Is the most OP class in endgame for boss killing, basically, is what the crusader is. The monk is very similar, they just attack quicker than the crusader, and they have less defense. But you can move way, way quicker. Like, you have a teleport ability, so it can get you out of the shit. Then there is the witch doctor, which is basically a pet controller. So you summon all these different creatures, and they fight for you. And then you also have some throwing abilities.
That's not what comes to mind when I hear the word witch doctor.
Well, you summon, like, these undead kind of things.
Okay, yeah,
it's very swamp witch kind of things.
Okay.
And then there's the wizard, which is the most OP class when you're leveling up to level 70. But in the end game, they get a little bit weaker because they're really squishy. But they have a lot of far-range abilities that are super powerful. It's very good ad clear. What is that? I got the witch doctor, crusader, monk. Oh, there's the barbarian, which is very much like the crusader, but again, less health, and you can dual wield big swords, and so you can do massive damage. So barbarians are very good for boss clears. And then there's also the necromancer, who was released after. He's like a DLC character.
Wasn't like Diablo 3, what is like the big expansion thing?
The big expansion's Reaper of Souls.
Was that the Necromancer? Was like that one?
No, Necromancer was released later as an added character since Diablo 3 doesn't have that many updates, and it kind of seems like it's just in the dark. So they added a new character to be like, hey, we're still kind of paying attention to this. But the Necromancer plays very much like the Witch Doctor, except for you could buff some stuff. Like you can put on an armor that'll help you stay alive a bit easier. Then they also have like this ability to debuff enemies. So he's fun to play because of the pet build you can do for him, but he can also be very boring to play. He's very good for ad clear because of the boring way to play, though, because you just basically teleport around, debuff all these enemies, and then you do one attack and it kills them like all pretty much instantly.
Okay. So the thing that puts me off about this game, I feel like, a little bit, is like the weird top-down kind of...
Yeah, it's an action RPG, so it's top-down, and it's... I don't know. I think I really like top-down action RPGs like this, and I get into them, and I don't really know why this game is fun, because it's not really exciting to look at, but it... I think it's just the power fantasy it gives you, because, like, you'll go into a room... It's basically horde clear is what this game is.
Okay.
You horde clear, you kill all these ads until a boss shows up, and then you kill the boss, and then you get loot. And you just do that. That's
so
the
so
game.
There's a real tight gameplay loop. Then.
Yeah, that's all the game is. There's also the story, which is pretty good. And it has awesome cinematics.
What's the deal there? Run me through. What's the setup?
So heaven and hell are fighting each other. It's going to be very brief because this has just insane amount of like lore and backstory. But heaven and hell fighting each other, human existence, Earth, whatever it's called in the Diablo universe. I can't remember. Caught in the middle.
Oh, okay.
And so a bunch of shit's happening. Diablo, basically Satan, trying to get up and kill people, take control
of
everything.
Do you fight Diablo?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
You fight Diablo in all of them. He dies. He comes back. Like I said, a lot of shit going on.
Can't
but,
keep a good man down.
Yeah, exactly. And so a lot of shit happens. Diablo ends up taking control of the person you're with the entire game in Diablo 3 and like possessing their body. He kills her, and then you go and kill him. And then in Reaper of Souls, Death shows up, and you go and kill Death.
Okay.
Wait, very so base.
Where does Heaven play into this? Are you fighting Heaven, too?
Yeah, Heaven gets pissed at you. Heaven, the, like, angels hate people. They just see us as in the way because we're just mere mortals or whatever. So they try to kill us, too. We're very powerful, though. I can't remember what... I don't remember what like your character's called. It's some.
So you're like the chosen one or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. You're called some. What is it? What's like when you're like half god or something?
Oh, like a demigod?
No, it's not a demigod. What is it?
I said demigod.
I can't remember.
Whatever. You're okay. I get the gist.
Yeah, but you're like powerful. So we end up killing everyone.
Anyway, so once you're done with the story, what's the end game content like? What are you doing?
So once you're done and complete the story, and then the next grind is you get to level 70 in, like, base levels. Once you get to level 70, then there's these things called Paragon levels, and you continue to level those up, and you get Paragon points, which you can put into basically your stat tree. So you can make it so you do more damage per attack.
Okay.
You can take less damage per attack. You generate more health per second and stuff like that. And you get like there's one for getting more gold, is moving faster, keeps your mana up higher, or like whatever your ability juice is called.
Ability juice?
Yeah.
Man, I'd really like a good cup of ability juice right now.
Yeah. Well, because like each different character has different ability juice. Like the demon hunter has hatred, but like the wizard has actual mana. So they have different ability juices.
Okay.
Because like the crusader has spirit. And so, yeah. There's a bunch of differences. All right. So I'm just going to call it ability use.
So correct me if I'm wrong. A big staple of this is that you're doing this with other people, right?
Yes. So I played through this entire game with my friend Jacob. And
shout out to Jacob.
Yeah, shout out to Jacob. And so we played through the entire story. And then we started working on the platinum together to try and complete it. Both on hardcore characters, like I mentioned before. So it's just terrible. And so, but like we both had... characters make it to like level 60 and then they die, and it's just the most defeating thing ever.
So how often do you try this? So are you playing it pretty regularly still?
No, so I go through phases. Usually I'll go like a while. Like last time I played was probably in June or maybe July, when there's just nothing to play is when I'll usually be like, I have craving for Diablo.
Oh, okay.
It's like a bad drug that
I
always come back
to. Diablo itch.
Yeah. And so then I always try to just get a character up or something, or I'll just be like, fuck it, and just play my demon hunter and try to get as many bounties as I can done.
I don't think you ever said what the third hard trophy to get was. Because you said one of them was that you had to get 500 bounties. One of them that was that you need to get like all characters up to 70.
Those are the two that pissed me off. I think there's one more trophy, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, okay.
But those are the two that just pissed me off because they just take forever.
Yeah. Side note, people, hard plats are stupid and lame. I don't know.
I like a good hard platinum trophy.
I just feel like people should consult me when creating their platinums. You should only have to play the game once. I mean, I guess
that's
game's
for
a little
sure.
Bit different.
You should only have to play the game once. Diablo, I don't think is as big a deal because you don't have to play the story multiple times. You just have to grind more characters up, which you're doing anyway.
And I feel like I don't know. I guess the games I play, like my first plat was Horizon because I feel like the plat was so convenient to get that I was like, why would I not get it? You know what I mean? And I just feel like that should be the thing. I'm not a person who's like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking grind for this shit.
Yeah, typically I don't go for platinums if I have to play through the game multiple times. But like usually in big open world games where it's just kind of a collectathon, I'll do that. Like Spider-Man, I did Infamous Second Son.
My platinum Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I guess the only game that I did play again to get the plat was the South Park, the second one, Fractured Butthole. Because you have to play the character like you have to play again as like a black character on the hardest difficulty.
Yeah,
as like some sort of metaphor for racism.
Well, yeah, it's a straight metaphor, not some sort.
Well,
of.
Yeah, but
metaphor.
I don't know. It's not that well executed. It's whatever.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty on the nose, and I think it was good on them to do that.
The game was not. I don't think that game is as good as the first one. We can do that. We should probably talk about that at some point.
I haven't played Fractured Butthole, but I do love Stick of Truth.
The Stick of Truth is another game I've played again. I didn't even get the platinum. I just did it. Anyways, but while we're on this tangent, are there any other games that you were like you really just don't have the platinum that you are gonna get at some point?
Uncharted 4.
Yeah, because you have to play.
I literally have two trophies left, and it's because I have to play the game again. That's all I have to do is play the game again on literally the easiest mode. I have to skip all the cutscenes, and then I'll have the trophy.
This sounds like a fun afternoon.
Yeah, but it's 6 hours. I just haven't had the motivation to put in.
All right, fair enough. I don't have the God of War trophy yet, which is egregious because it's one of my favorite
games
of all
time. That one's so fucking hard.
It's hard.
You have to beat the fucking angels.
The final Valkyrie Queen, which is like a mild spoiler or whatever, but like that shit's rough. And I think it's because I'm not far enough into the end game, like grinding in that kind of... The randomly generated like dungeon thing that they have.
Yeah, my friend Jacob, as we mentioned before, has the platinum in this game. Likes to rub it in my face.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great game. Everyone should play it. I'm gonna get the platinum at some point. I've loaned it out at the moment, so I don't have it. I swear to God, I'll do it. I'm making that on the podcast.
You should just download digitally. That you don't have to load shit up.
What do you mean? You can't download a disc digitally.
No, download. You should have bought it digitally, and then you wouldn't have to load it up.
Listen, Eric, then I wouldn't have been able to loan it to my friend.
Although I am I am glad that you do get things physically, because then I got to play Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Eric.
Because
this actually
that
works
game
for you.
I would have been very disappointed with if I paid $60 for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Eric. Whatever.
Very good free game though.
Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so sell me, Eric. What? Why should I be playing this game? What strikes that dopamine in your brain, you know what I mean?
It's basically that power fantasy that happens. So at first you get used to the like just the gameplay loop that's fun, and you are constantly leveling up, which Blizzard's like excellent at doing. And so as you're going through 1 through 70, you're constantly getting levels and you're constantly unlocking abilities and you're constantly getting gear that makes you stronger.
Okay.
Once you hit level 70, there's kind of a plateau a bit because content gets harder and then you have to do more stuff to get better gear. And then when you're kind of in the first stages of level 70, you're leveling up Paragon points and to do it. And then you kind of add those and they make you a little bit stronger, but you're still kind of looking for the gear.
Okay.
And what's really fun about Diablo is it has 13 difficulty levels.
Oh, shit. That's weird.
Or, no, it has more than that. Because it has easy, medium, hard, master, and then 13 levels.
All right.
So 13, they're called like torment levels once you get into the numbers. And so once you get to torment 13, that one's like the hardest difficulty you could set the base game at. But once you're there, there's these things called rifts, which give you the best gear. And those go all the way up to like, I think, like 25. Which are just insane.
This is all very complicated.
Yes.
So this was also the first Diablo game on console, right?
Am I
correct? And so how do the controls work pretty well?
So it controls differently on PC as it does on console. With console, obviously, you have two analog sticks, so you do get a roll in console, which you don't have on PC because there's nothing. Yeah. So you can like do a dodge and it rolls you. It can like roll you out of like the shit. But you don't have that on PC. And then each button gets like assigned an ability. Mm-hmm. So you're not like mashing like a fighter or anything, or like doing anything complicated. You're literally just hitting a button or hitting a different button or hitting buttons in like a right combination.
How are you aiming these things like in the isometric view?
It's just like you wherever you aim your character.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, so it's like how you move. Like kind of like a twin stick.
It's a twin stick. Yeah, basically.
Okay. Okay.
And so except for you don't use the other stick to aim. You just use one stick to aim and directional.
Okay. I gotcha.
So because pretty much the whole time you're constantly moving to get through the dungeons.
Yeah. Yeah. Roger Dodger.
Yeah.
So do you think Diablo 4, which... Listen, kids, they are working on. I promise. The game's going to come out at some point, I bet.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Blizzard likes money. They're obviously going to really stop Diablo 4.
But so do you think they're going to do a console release for that as well?
Oh, definitely.
Because I think it fucking popped off on console, right?
People they had a whole second win with Diablo 3 on console.
Oh, yeah, because I remember reading.
And they're getting a third win with it now on Switch.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That's where I should play the game.
Yeah.
There's no crossplay, though, right?
Maybe they were rumoring about it. So if it is there,
but I already own it on PS4. I might as well. We should just play it
on PS4. Yeah.
So now I would like, because we have some time, we got, you know, I want to talk about this Diablo Immortal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
everyone's big babies.
Basically, what happened was that at BlizzCon this year, which is like Blizzard's big old E3 showing. Basically, everyone, they bring all their fans in. It's like a whole fan event. Yada yada. I don't know the super details because I didn't go. But they announced. They're like, at the end of the show, at the end of one of their shows, they announced the Diablo Immortal, which is basically a mobile game that is Diablo on mobile. It's like a partnership with this company called NetEase, which is a mobile developer I had never heard of. But they have another game on mobile that is basically a Diablo clone. And so people seemed immediately very upset because they thought Diablo 4 was coming.
Well, this was their big announcement, which I agree with that this was a terrible big announcement. It was the end of the show announcement, and they announced Diablo Immortal to a silent crowd. It's very cringy and awkward to watch.
But don't you have a phone?
Yeah.
They said that when they started getting boos, is, hey, don't you have a phone? It's very sad and disappointing to watch, but... And I think people, if you're in the crowd, at least give them some energy.
Yeah, just give them a little golf clap or something.
Yeah,
you know
come
I mean?
On.
And then...
They're doing their best.
And then they had this Q&A afterwards. And this is the video that I saw when I first heard about it. Mm. Was that they're doing a Q&A. This dude goes up. He says...
This is just gross.
Yeah, I was like, man, this kind of fucking sucks, right? Anyways, this dude comes up. He says, is this an out-of-season April Fool's joke?
Yeah.
And then these guys on stage have to be like... No, like, it's a real game. We worked kind of hard on it. Like,
yeah.
Can I come in and defend?
Go for it.
Real quick.
Okay,
so Blizzard is a company that has been, they've been putting out quality content for years now. Like, everything they touch has to be, like, great, okay? What do you know about successful mobile games?
I mean, they exist. Like,
but... Have you ever seen, like, a port from... I mean, oh,
but it's not a port, you know what I mean? Like, they're making this Diablo game, and I'm like, it's not in substitution of Diablo 4.
Yeah.
They're making it, I mean, like, and actually, when I watch this trailer, I'm like, this looks kind of fun. Like,
yeah,
I
just when you come to know a developer as a quality PC game company, I think they're wasting time by even touching mobile platforms.
But this
games.
Is a net, like, Blizzard's not even, it's not like Blizzard's taking, like, all right, Diablo developers, you go work on this mobile game. They're literally partnering with a mobile developer to make it.
Yeah,
you know
it's
I mean?
Literally just transferring the IP over.
Yeah, and it's also tarnishing the IP.
I don't buy
it. Does it tarnish
that.
The IP? Just because it's called, just because there's a Diablo Immortal on, it doesn't change
the
fact that
it doesn't look bad.
Games.
A lot of the people who are playing it is like, yeah, it's fine. It's like, it's a Diablo on mobile. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't seem
just don't
like,
play it.
Yeah, just don't play it.
I'm not gonna, but I'm still disappointed.
Exactly.
I don't
get why. You're still gonna get Diablo 4. We're still gonna get other Blizzard games. Still gonna get your Overwatch characters.
I don't play Overwatch.
Yeah. I think they announced another character. She looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
If I played Overwatch.
Overwatch is dope, actually. That game's fun as
I
shit.
I wish I played
I'm
Overwatch.
Playing more Diablo over here.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Are you literally playing Diablo?
I'm literally playing Diablo, and I died to come in and defend or actually yell at.
Oh, good thing you're not playing a hardcore
I'm just saying.
Character.
I was scrolling through these.
I know, that would suck.
I scrolled through the Reddit page. The Reddit page for Diablo wasn't too bad. I didn't see it. I'm sure they like moderate and stuff.
At first it was, because I went on pretty early, and there's just a lot of people complaining about Diablo Immortal.
Yeah, but I went into, I was reading this Kotaku article, and they linked to like this like Gamergate Reddit that's like, it's called like Kotaku in Action or something like that. and that shit was horrible. These people are out there.
It's called the Gamer. Is it like literally a Gamergate subreddit?
Yeah, no, I think it's literally like a Gamergate subreddit.
I'm not surprised that shit's toxic.
Yeah, no, but people are like, honestly, it just to me, I'm not trying to like talk shit. I just don't understand. It just seems like peak entitlement. I don't know, like.
They don't owe you anything.
Blizzard doesn't fuck. You know, you're not a fucking stakeholder in Blizzard. Why do you care if they're making weird business decisions? You're gonna get your game. This is like I said. This is Diablo Immortal is not substituting fucking Diablo 4.
Yeah,
they're not even developing it.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone just likes to complain on the internet. It's really getting annoying, which is why we should just get rid of secrecy in games, because they wouldn't have anything to complain about if they just like thought about it for a second. Like, oh yeah, Diablo 4 is still coming.
Yeah, well,
but lots of games get canceled, so I think that's part of the secrecy too, is that they can't guarantee that it's going to be exactly.
Yeah, but okay, so
movies get canceled too, though. I guess when people don't have as much stake in those, probably.
Yeah, but I don't. Do you have that much stake in a game that's in just like early development?
Well,
where
for
it's
sequels,
just a concept?
I mean, can you imagine if they're like scrapping Diablo 4, if Diablo 4 got announced, they scrapped Diablo 4, what's then the fan announcement? The fan reaction is probably worse than it is now.
Yeah, but then at least you're confirming suspicions on whether it's being made or not, and you don't have to get your hope up. So I think even if it's canceled, it's good to know that.
I think that if we had more transparency, we wouldn't have these problems as much.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know, there are rumors going around, although I read an update on it, because Kotaku originally published that story right afterwards that said, we've talked to people at Blizzard. They originally were going to end the show.
It wasn't right after. Jason Trier posted it like maybe 3 or 4 days later.
Yeah, yeah, because it was like this weird kind of like thing. But we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But basically, he talked to Blizzard, some Blizzard employees like anonymously or whatever. They were like, originally, we were going to end the show with like a boom, Diablo 4 is coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait for it's coming at some point in the future. And then randomly towards the end, they kind of like pulled it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made an update to the story saying Blizzard said, no, we have a video, but it wasn't planned for BlizzCon. And so, I don't know. It's a weird thing. So, I don't quite understand it all, but still, it seems like the better move would have been Diablo Immortal, boom, Diablo 4. It's coming at some point. You know what I mean? It's like the Nintendo E3 one thing where they're like, Metroid Prime, boom, it's going to be there at some point 6 years down the road.
Yeah. It's coming.
So, I'm not trying to be like, wow, guys, Blizzard's really working hard on whatever. You know what I mean? But, like, I just don't.
There's so many better things that could have happened. They could have done the announcement better. They could have literally just had it flash up on the screen after the Diablo Immortal announcement.
Yeah.
And people would have just completely forgot about Diablo Immortal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then also entitled people on the internet and you just calm the fuck down. You're getting your fucking toy, you babies.
Yeah.
You could just not let it bother you.
But it does. I don't know. It just does. Because, like they're making these fucking developers on stage super uncomfortable by, like asking this weird fucking Q&A question. Now they have to, like, I don't know.
Hype up a mobile game. I mean,
yeah, but, like, this is the thing. People are like, I play good mobile games. There
yeah,
was
me
that.
Too.
Really? Here's the problem. I don't remember the name of it. There's that really artsy one.
That's how good it was. You don't even remember the name.
Well, because it was, like, 4 years ago. You know what I mean?
Monument? That one?
Yeah, Monument. Monument Valley. That game's dope.
Yeah.
There are good, like, and like, there's a lot of ports of games that go on iPad. Like, FTL is, like, I think better on iPad.
I wouldn't know.
Well, yeah, FTL is sweet. And I feel like a lot of people say that, like, the definitive version of FTL is on iPad. Because it kind of lends itself nicely to the whole tapping around and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, it's not like, I kind of feel like a Diablo on mobile would work.
Yeah.
It's quick, you know what I mean? You're out there, you're smashing enemies or whatever. The input doesn't seem that, like, complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people who have played it so far they're like, yeah, it's Diablo on mobile. And, like, there's some stuff to work on as far as, like, it seems like aesthetic or something. Like, they're, like, weird loot problems.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. This all seems
if
like very...
If Diablo Immortal is, like, $10 and doesn't have, like... It will have in-game purchases. But if it's, like, $10 and doesn't, like, throw those purchases in my face, I probably might get it.
Yeah, I'd play
it. Just because then, like, if I'm bored, I don't have to go on Twitter and sit there for 30 minutes. I can play Diablo.
I mean, and Blizzard is, I think, pretty well known for, like... I mean, the Overwatch loot boxes are hailed as, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, aesthetic. I mean, they're just for, like, aesthetics and stuff like that.
So I'm sure they're not going to throw it in your faces.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I just feel like...
As long as it's not pay to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll what I'm just saying. I don't know. I just don't... I just feel like a lot of the anger is...
Just unnecessary.
Or they're mad about things that might not even be true. You know what I mean? It might not be pay to win. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, I'm saying, like we said, Blizzard has kind of this air of quality. I would imagine that they're at least trying to make it fair.
Yeah. It's calming down now because we're a little bit removed from the situation, but this happens like every time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People, the Fallout 76.
Yeah. People are upset because it's a multiplayer now. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
which doesn't make sense.
I mean, I guess, like, still, I think if Fallout 76 is what Bethesda wants to make, that's cool. Like,
yeah.
That's whatever. But, like, I guess I can understand, because I'm sure that they had allocated resources to making that instead of whatever fucking Bethesda game you would want. But yeah. Still, it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't, like...
Instead of making whatever Skyrim 2 is called. What was it called? Elder Scrolls 6?
Oh, I don't know if they've... I mean, they said they're working on it, but I don't know if they gave it a title.
They didn't release any
Fallout
yet. Well, yeah. Well, they dropped the trailer.
Yeah, I just think it was Elder Scrolls 6 at the end.
No, yeah, just Elder Scrolls 6. Yeah. I hope they call it something fucking weird.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be a made-up word.
Yeah. Elder Scrolls 6. What if it's not a made-up word? They're like, kitchen sink.
Kitchen You're literally like just a tiny like person in the kitchen sink just dodging shit. Now that would upset people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
That'd be hilarious.
But like, just in a world, there's a plethora of things to play. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff.
We're literally every other year, or like the next year is always better than the year before. And every year is like the best year games.
That's true. We always say that, you know what I mean? Like, wow, 2018 is just a fucking stellar year for games. But so is 2017, yeah, and so is 2016.
Yeah, probably 2019 is going to be too, because we're fucking going to get Anthem. Maybe The Last of Us, if it comes out, getting that other game.
Days Gone.
Days Gone
looks sweet. A bit previewed really well, too.
Yeah.
People are like, yeah, this is awesome.
Mm. Smash is this year.
I really feel
this
like
this year is the greatest year of games, because we're getting Smash this year.
That's true. And it's Smash Ultimate.
Yeah. Fuck. Definitely this year's greatest. I guess it's downhill next year, honestly.
Yeah. You really Smash can't comes top out that, this you know year. I mean?
Although we're getting new characters in Smash next year, so there we go. It's still good.
Yeah, Piranha Plant.
Hype's up. Yeah, I'm jacked for Piranha Plant.
At some point, we're going to do a Smash Cast.
Pretty soon here, yeah.
Which is a great name for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited. It's going to be great. Although, here's the problem. I don't really have, like, a Smash background.
Well,
I played a lot of Brawl, which is a weird one to play a lot of.
Because
It was on the Wii, and that's what I had. And I've played some of Wii U, and I like it, and it's sweet.
I haven't touched the Wii U one.
Oh, it's
actually, I think I touched it in a Best Buy when it was coming out.
It's good. I love it. I don't know. I have a friend, my friend Adam. He was on the Dragon Ball Z cast, or the Dragon Ball Fighter Z cast, whatever. And, like, that's his thing, is he's, like, loves Smash. He plays it, like, competitively and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm surrounded by people who I think are good, and so I'm going to get good.
Yeah, probably.
That's the goal. I'm going to buy this. I have a Switch.
I'm probably not going to sleep that weekend comes out on Friday. I'm just going to stay up all day, play it. Stay up all night, because then my brother will be up in Japan, and then we're going to play.
It's going to make production nights probably much less productive, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be definitely for us, because everyone has to do stuff other than us until, like, later in the night. And so I'm just going to bring my Switch, and we'll just play Smash while everyone's actually working.
Oh, man. We could have a whole little Stoutonia.
Honestly, on Wednesdays... We have that room for way longer than we actually
Yeah, we have
use
it for a full hour. Let's just
bring a Switch and hook it up to the projector and play it there.
A lot of our coworkers would like that.
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe not all of them, but I'll be like, listen, you have to stay. You know what I mean?
Smash tournament. This is a mandatory Smash tournament. Be fantastic.
Anyways, I want to jump into Diablo. I think that I'd like it. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
The problem is, if you jump in Diablo and want me to play with you, you're going to have to make a hardcore character.
And then if I die, I have to start over?
Yeah.
What if I die and you don't? Then we both, like...
You still have to start a new character. I just stay alive.
Oh, wait. Let me get this straight. Okay. Oh, because I guess we'd be playing, like... If I jumped in with your game, would we be playing, like... How does the character leveling work? If you're way higher than me,
if
we play
hard,
it works.
So if you're jumping into my game, everything's going to be at my level. So you're going to die instantaneously.
Oh, okay. So it'd be...
If I jump in on your game, it's going to raise the difficulty, but it will be on your level.
And then you're just going to wreck shit.
And I'll just murder everything without... I could probably walk through a room of enemies and not even die, because I generate more health than they could do damage.
That's the problem, is that doesn't sound fun to me. You know
well,
I mean?
Yeah, I'd start a new character with you. Because I still have to level up... 3 more characters to level 70.
Okay, that's fair.
So we'd be at the same level. It'd just be hardcore, and you have to just make sure you don't die.
Okay, so I'd have to get good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like, a... How much skill do you think is involved in this game? A fair amount? Very little.
It's entirely just basing your stats. It's min-maxing is what this game is. So there's very
and
little
don't
skill.
Don't stand in the fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. And then you just buff certain things to make whatever, however playstyle you want. And then in late game, you work for gear sets that make you insanely awesome.
Okay.
So, like, my Demon Hunter gear set is... I have to do things in a certain order, and I'll just do more damage. So I shoot this rain of arrows that comes down, and then that buffs my attacks by 1,600%. And then I do different attacks. And then By doing those attacks, I generate my Rain of Vengeance again, which is the arrows, so I shoot that again. And then now my the first Rain of Vengeance is still going. I have that 1,600% damage now getting added on another 1,600% damage. So I do even more damage because it's now doubled. And so I just keep doing that because I can keep generating it. I get this loop of just doing insane damage.
I just would like you to know that you lost me very early in that. And I heard a lot of numbers. And so basically, I think that you have to be a mathematician to play this game.
Not really, because you don't have to do the math. The game does the math for you. You just have to be like, this number is bigger than this number. And if I do this, I can have this stack onto this, and then this stacks, this stacks, this stacks, and I'm God.
So do you defeat... So I get to defeat both heaven and hell.
Yeah, basically, and death.
So we haven't talked about story, nor do I care about story that much. But yeah. Normally we spoil. Are there any big... Are there, like, some fucking major twists in this shit? Like...
Not you said really. The biggest twist is when Diablo possesses the girl you've been with the entire time.
And then you have to kill her?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
I think Diablo kills her. I don't know. I don't remember.
The Enchantress?
No, it's like Triss or something. It's some annoying girl. You're actually kind
of
happy.
Wasn't the girl in The Last of Us too? The...
No, that was Trish. Oh, no. Close. I don't know. I don't know. It's some annoying girl. You're kind of happy she's dead, honestly, because she just keeps mooching off of your good deeds. You know what I'm saying? All right. She just keeps taking credit for the shit you're doing, and she just kind of shows up. She has a shitty crossbow that she shoots.
Throughout the whole game, does she?
Yeah, she doesn't really level up or anything.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's her deal? Why is she with you? What's her?
Because
like...
she. So in Diablo 1 and 2, there's this old guy. I can't remember his name. Bryce, do you know the old guy's name?
Azriel or something like that.
No, I don't know. There's this like old guy, and he like campaigns you through the game. I can't remember his name. And then this girl is his granddaughter, and he dies in like the first few story acts, or like the first act of the story. And so then she's with you as kind of like the person that guides you through the game, kind of your tie to the story, basically.
Okay, interesting. So, Blizzard. What do you have like a background with other Blizzard games? I'm curious now. Is Diablo the only? Like,
Diablo is, I think, the only Blizzard game I play.
You didn't play any Overwatch when it came out?
Nah, Overwatch. Team-based shooters, not for me.
Really?
I play Destiny 2, and that's on Blizzard.net. So
wait, really?
I see you kind of do that.
Why? Why isn't it? Oh, because Activision. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It was interesting because I was reading because when I was in this Reddit, this like subreddit thing, people were like, "Oh, this is all Activision's fault." And then I was reading, and then someone went in there, and they were like, "No." Blizzard Activision is like the holding company that owns both these companies, but they're like legally separated.
Yeah.
Meaning that they have to run independently of each other. And like the holding company only has like sharing interests or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting to me because I always thought that Activision owned Blizzard, but in reality, they're just owned by the same company, which is Blizzard, Activision Blizzard or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's also doesn't seem to have any weight. And then with the people saying that sorry, we're shifting to Diablo Immortal for a second. People are saying that the game is a clone of another NetEase game called whatever, Something of God. It doesn't actually make any sense. And that game is very clearly a Diablo clone. So I feel like that's kind of where the partnership started. And then I was reading an article where people were like, oh, we played the game that people are claiming that this game is a clone of. And that doesn't seem to have any validity. They seem similar in control scheme, which is about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Diablo Immortal already has like... different move sets, stuff like, I don't know. The game seems to play vastly differently, so that doesn't seem to have any validity.
Mm-hmm. I think Diablo Immortal is going to be a very toned down Diablo 3.
Yeah. Do you think this game's just going to fucking bomb? Like, because people are so.
No, I think it'll do fine.
Yeah.
I think all these people complaining about it are probably going to try it and like it and end up playing it.
But what do you think about the audience of Diablo? Do you think that Diablo's audience is actually going to play on mobile? I mean, I get Hearthstone because it's a card game and you can just play it on the go and matches are quick, but this is like a story-based game, right? Mm.
So, I don't think it's going to be very story-based in Immortal. I think it's mostly you just go in for the grind, basically, and for the gameplay, the loot. There might be some light story elements, but it's definitely not going to be an extensive story. It's probably like someone gives you a quest and you kind of go through the quest. And
so what's going to set it apart from the other dungeon grind games that are on mobile?
It's Diablo. Yeah, it has the Diablo IP. And it's going to look good and it's going to kind of play like Diablo.
It seems like a game that lends itself well to mobile.
Yeah. So the only thing I see is how I don't know how it's going to control. Because, like, if you're playing on PC or console, you're hitting multiple buttons at once to do your stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean, some of it's probably going to be a little stripped down.
So, I don't know. It's probably going to have some sort of UI, and I think it's just going to be hard because you're only going to be able to use your thumbs. You only have two fingers, whereas on a controller, you have, like, three because you have the shoulder buttons and your thumbs,
that
honestly.
Gaming phone that they had a while ago that nobody bought.
Oh yeah.
There's been I feel like there's various iterations. Remember the Sony one, the Sony gaming phone.
That flip up with also the one you could plug into your phone into your controller.
Yeah.
But that was for like screen sharing or something.
Yeah, there's been a lot of weird mobile peripherals for that kind of shit.
Yeah.
There's also there's a lot of like gaming controllers that you can get for phones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would have any there's like actually some pretty expensive ones too. I don't really know why people are doing that. But I don't know. I kind of just feel like this game's going to come out. People are going to be like, wow, this is fine.
I think it's just going to, it's going to be fine. It's going to do fine. And then Diablo 4 will be here.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I'll feel better then.
Hopefully Diablo 4 is good. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Don't worry.
You could be upset that if Diablo 4 is that good.
Yeah.
When it comes out, you have to wait till it comes out. You could actually play it to make a judgment on it.
All right. I feel like we've done enough complaining about the complainers. I understand the irony. I get it. Whatever. I had to get it off my chest, you know? Anyways, everyone, this has been the genericgamingpodcast.mp3. I hope you enjoyed the show. Feel free to tell us we're wrong or whatever. Follow me on Twitter at Lomyre, at LOMYHRE. Please get up in my mentions and tell me how much I suck. It's fine. Eric, you want to plug yours?
I'm at Crizzy the Hizzy. If you want to argue with me, go for it.
All right. Stay tuned next week when we have whoever was the guy who made the decision to make Diablo Immortal a game on the show to defend himself. I didn't prep a celebrity, all right?
You could have just made one up. Like, you have probably an encyclopedia of celebrity names in your head. You just had to pick one that you don't know.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming on the show to talk about how he's running for president. Anyways, this... I already did the whole spiel. Thank you for listening. We love you, unless you suck, in which case we don't, and you should probably work on that. Have a good one.